A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Mitzia Kuf Tes Zayin 116b. Pagination is 232. We have the privilege of starting the last perek in Baba Mitzia. Habayis v'hu aliyah. There's a house and there's an upper floor. Shel Shnayim, and they're owned by two different people. Shenaflu, and now the entire building, the whole structure fell. Collapsed. Now, in our times, the whole thing collapsed. I think most of us just think, okay, who's going to pay for debris disposal? But actually, on a very basic level, the stones have value. And they have the ability to rebuild. And those stones are worth money. Who owns them? Shneim cholkim be'etzim uva'avanim uva'ofar. The two of them divide the wood, the stones, and the dirt. Whatever's there, they divide it. And that's how the asset is distributed. V'roim elu avanim ho'asuyas l'hishtaber, and we take into account which stones are more likely to have broken, meaning we look at the way that the house collapsed. If it collapsed at a distance, if it collapsed directly onto itself, and we figure out which stones would be more likely to break. If it's going at a great distance, the upper stones perhaps would be more likely. If the thing collapsed onto itself, we would be concerned that the bottom ones themselves were very weak and they simply gave. But whatever it is, different analysis, we would assess it. Detective work. Imhaya echad me'amakir miktas avonov. If one of them recognizes some of his stones, notlan, so he takes those, va'olos lo minachesben, and we calculate accordingly from the remaining stones to distribute them appropriately. That's the Mishnah. In Shulchan Aruch we find that indeed, Kuf Samach Dalid Se'if Gimel, there's an assessment done on which stones are more likely to be the ones that have broken, and that person is going to end up with the broken stones to the extent that it makes sense. In Sif Dalid, Haya Echad Makir Miktas Ho'avanim, if one of them recognizes some of his stones, Vehin Shlemos, and they are complete stones, so they are the ones of value, and he's claiming the more valuable product in this division. V'hasheni modela b'kulam, and the second person agrees, those good stones are indeed yours. Osha moda al kitzasam v'al kitzasam omer lo eni yodeya. Or, he admits to some of the stones, and on some of them he says, I don't know. Notlan, that person who claims those stones takes the good stones that he claims, afilu hen gedolos v'tovos yosem mishoro avanim, even though they're better than the others. V'hasheni notel kol kach shlemos kenegdon, and the second one takes an appropriate amount of what remains. Now the question over here is that the mechaber joined together the case of moda lo bekulam, that the second person admits, yes, those stones that you recognize, they're all yours, and you can have them even though they're better. It's a better claim. If we put this into monetary value, he's saying that he's entitled to $125 of the debris, and the other person is only getting $100 of the debris because it's more valuable stones, it's better stones. That's fine if the second person agrees. But then the Mechaber grouped in the same category, he says, Moda al kitzasam Va'al ketzasam omer lo ina yodeya. He admits to some, and on the others says, I don't know. And the other person gets to take whatever stones he claims are his. And the question is, a person saying, I don't know, why is that such a weak claim, so to speak, that the other person gets to take whatever he claims? If a person, for example, would come over to somebody else and say, you owe me $100, and he would say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what you're talking about. We wouldn't automatically say, okay, so he can collect because you don't know. So why over here is I don't know so weak? So the Sma explains, Sifkat and Yud Aleph, Dahavale Kemoda B'miktsas, because once he admits that some of the stones are indeed a valid claim, so suddenly he becomes a Moda B'miktsas, he's admitting to part of the claim, and we have a rule that a person who admits to part of the claim has to swear on the part that he denies, and if he can't swear, then he has to pay. And over here also, he's not in a position to swear on the rest because he says, Eini yodeya, I don't know. And therefore, kind of by default, he's going to end up in a position where he's going to have to pay because of the rule of moda b'miktsas, admitting part of the claim, which is what he does when he admits that some of the stones are indeed belonging to the other person. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a powerful question over here. Tamu Ali, I'm in wonderment. Hamikom makom havalei heilach. Why doesn't this person invoke the rule of heilach? Heilach is that when you have a moda b'miktsas, admitting part of the claim, if the person says, I admit that part of the claim, but here's the money, it's right here, so then it's considered paid up, and it's no longer a case of moda b'miktsas. The masha moda, because the amount that he's agreeing to, those stones, b'rishusa demara kaima, those stones were in the possession of that person, and they remain in the possession of that person. And this second person who says, those are your stones, is not claiming them. They're not his. There's no moda b'miktsas. V'tzarech iyun gadol, and it needs great investigation in order to understand why this case is called a moda b'miktsas. Why don't you have the rule of heilach? The stones are sitting right here. Take them. That's not moda b'miktsas. That's not agreeing that I have something that belongs to you. The Nesivos HaMishpat gives two answers. One answer that he gives is Nishbar Masha Moda Bipshiuso, that through the negligence of the second person, some of those stones that are being claimed and which he's admitting, those good stones belong to that other person, those stones were broken through negligence. You have the debris over here of the house that fell, and this person admits, I broke certain stones through negligence, and I agree that they were your stones, and therefore he owes money. He can't just say heilach on the stones. He continues with a second answer, Oshalakhan mitchila derech gezela, or originally he took those stones, he thought in the tumult, I'll grab the stones, no one will know. And now he's admitting that he stole. So this is something that he's admitting is really a claim on him. He can't just say the stones, wherever they are, go just take them. To appreciate the scenario, the tumult, what might have happened. So we had such, by 9/11, by the Twin Towers, that the debris was being carted away. The debris itself has a mind of its own, so to speak. And how people handle that will indeed indicate what status the claim has. The Pesachei Tshuva brings this topic as well and sends us to the Shaar Mishpat. The Shaar Mishpat gives a different answer. He says, Pinam Umachram. This second person already cleared out the debris and sold it. And that's why it's no longer a halach. There are no stones here for him to be able to say, I admit and just take it because it's yours, in which case there would not be a moda b'miktsas. Going back to the Mechaber went ahead and said, not only if he admits to the stones, but even if he admits to some of the stones, on the other stones, he says, Eini yodeya, I don't know, says the Sma, he's a moda b'miktsas, and he can't make a shvua because he's saying, Eini yodeya, I don't know. We wonder, why is he a moda b'miktsas? On that part that he admits, he should be a halach. And on that, we have three answers. We have, of course, Rabbi Kiva Eger's starting point, Tzarechi in Gadol, I'm in wonderment, why is it not a halach? But the suggestions are the Nesivas HaMishpat, that he broke them through negligence, or he took them by way of theft, or the Shaar Mishpat, that he sold them already. In any case, to try to make it a case where halach would not apply, because the working assumption from these Mefarshim is that halach would indeed be relevant on what he's admitting, and on the part that is Eini Yodeya, he would be considered a regular case of you're claiming something from me and I don't know what you're talking about, in which case it would not be this simple that he grants him whatever his request is, but rather it would be processed as a claim that the other person denies to the extent that he has no idea what you're talking about. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.